But first, congressional Republicans are expected to unveil their tax reform bill in the coming days, and it appears one area of disagreement has been resolved. Under the proposed deal, taxpayers would be allowed to continue to deduct their local property taxes from their federal taxes, but not their state income taxes. With me now to talk about this is Sean Novak. He's a former advisor to the U.S. Senate Finance Committee. He's now with the ASU School of Public Affairs and studies tax policy. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So what kind of impact do you think that, assuming that this provision goes into effect, what kind of impact might that have on Arizona taxpayers?
Well, for Arizona, it's mixed bag. If you look at the overall demographics for the state of Arizona, Arizonans pay relatively high sales taxes, relatively low personal income taxes, and about average property taxes on their residences. So, you know, for a lot of Arizonans, they're going to be losing the biggest chunk of their overall state and local tax deduction.
Now, this issue sort of came to a head with Congress members, especially GOP Congress members from states like California, New York, and Illinois, where taxes are a little higher. They were concerned that their constituents were going to lose out on a pretty significant tax deduction, right?
That's right.
So is it safe to say then that relative to Arizona, some of those other states might see more of an impact from this decision, this compromise, if it were to, in fact, go into effect?
Yes, by national standards, Arizona would not be impacted in the way that, say, California, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, some of those types of states would be hit. But that's not to say that it's an insignificant consideration for Arizonans.
In general, how much money are we talking about for an individual taxpayer if they're looking to deduct, let's say, both their state and local taxes?
Well, that varies considerably. One thing to look at is that right now, under current law, only about 30% of taxpayers itemize their deductions. And for an individual taxpayer, that's where that state and local tax deduction comes into play. You know, so one way of looking at it is that right now, approximately 70% of taxpayers do not benefit from the state and local tax deduction to begin with. But once you start getting into the taxpayers that are impacted, it's going to vary considerably depending on whether the taxpayer is a homeowner or not. So property taxes are one element of that that apparently will remain. If you take an average taxpayer that's, median income is about $60,000, they're probably looking at a combined what they would really be losing is the state income tax deduction, and they're probably at about $4,500, give or take a little bit.
Sure.
So that's a significant loss.
Well, so given, as you say, that the vast majority of taxpayers aren't taking advantage of this deduction as it is, does that mean that the hit to the federal treasury would be less than it would be if this provision goes into effect and if more taxpayers were taking this deduction?
If you look at the distribution of the federal tax burden, it's very heavily weighted in the top half of the income distribution, and even more heavily weighted, say, in the top 10% or so of the income distribution. So right now, they're paying the lion's share of the taxes, and they get the lion's share of the benefit from that state and local tax deduction. So in the most recent estimates from the Joint Committee on Taxation for the revenue loss that's associated with deduction of state and local income taxes is about $70 billion a year. Now, so that's a pretty big number in tax reform. To put that on the table to help pay for lower rates.
So even though not a lot of people are necessarily taking this deduction, the ones who are providing a pretty good chunk of change to the federal government.
Well, that's right. Well, they're saving a pretty good chunk of change in taxes.
Right. Okay.
Compared to where they would be if that were eliminated.
Right. All right. That's Sean Novak. He's with the ASU School of Public Affairs, former advisor for the U.S. Senate Finance Committee. Sean, thanks a lot for your time and your insights.
Thank you.